From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Japan's prime minister says the situation in his country is the most severe since World War II. Naoto Kan, speaking through an interpreter at a press conference today, said he hopes people will unite and help one another.
So with regards to the earthquake and tsunami, I am confident that the Japanese people can be united to work together to weather this difficulty.
Kan said Japan's future will be decided by the response to the crisis. The government has doubled the number of troops it's sending into the quake zone to help in relief efforts. Official estimates put the death toll at more than 1,400, but a police official says it's likely the toll will top 10,000 in his prefecture alone. Japanese officials are warning of the threat of an explosion at a nuclear power plant damaged by Friday's massive quake. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Tokyo that it's the same plant where an explosion occurred yesterday.
Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano told reporters that a buildup of hydrogen could cause an explosion similar to the one that occurred at another reactor yesterday. He downplayed the health risks of the accident. I think that the leaked radiation is not harmful to the human body, he said, so you can relax about that. National broadcaster NHK said that 19 people living near the plant were exposed to radiation and are being decontaminated. Edano said things could have been worse. Because we prepared and stayed one step ahead, he said, we prevented the situation at the number one reactor from becoming a bigger disaster. We were able to pour water into the reactor before the damage got worse. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
Rebel fighters in Libya are falling back from the oil port of Brega, marking another advance for the better-equipped forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Benghazi that the setback for the rebels comes as the Arab League calls for a no-fly zone over Libya.
Reports from the front described groups of rebels climbing into cars and trucks and retreating in the direction of Ajdabiya, now the farthest west city still under rebel control. Pro-Gaddafi forces are continuing their intensified barrage against the largely volunteer rebel force using tanks, artillery, and fighter jets. The rebels have found it impossible to overcome the superior firepower of the pro-Gaddafi forces, and some speculated that Gaddafi is moving quickly now before the international community can intervene. Rebel leaders and many foreign governments welcomed the Arab League's decision yesterday to call on the UN Security Council to approve a no-fly zone over Libya. But that is still likely to take several days, and it's not clear what the situation on the ground will be by then. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Benghazi.
Anti-government protesters back on the streets of Bahrain. They blocked a main road in the capital today and faced off with police who used tear gas and water cannon. This is NPR News. Harbors along the southern Oregon and northern California coast are assessing losses from the tsunami that raced across the Pacific after Japan's earthquake. While the waves were considered to be only mid-sized, they caused considerable damage to waterfronts. Oregon Public Broadcasting's April Baer reports that at least one person was killed.
Officials identified the man swept out to sea by tsunami waves near the mouth of the Klamath River as 25-year-old Dustin Weber of Bend, Oregon. Port officials across the region are assessing vessels torn from their moorings and mashed into docks. In some cases, entire harbors were swamped. Trawl fisherman Brad Pettinger stood among the crowd watching helplessly in Brookings, Oregon, Friday, as boats became huge projectiles. He says fishing operations, large and small, got hit.
We have a public hoist here that people use for unloading their fish. The entire dock has just collapsed, folded down in the water. So people who do their own thing, kind of a farmer's market type situation, that dock is now out for who knows how long.
California Governor Jerry Brown has declared states of emergency in four counties. Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber is expected to make a disaster declaration soon. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Portland, Oregon.
Police in New York are investigating yesterday's deadly tour bus accident. State Police Major Michael Copey says they've yet to determine if criminal charges will be filed.
We're conducting at this point as if, in fact, it is a criminal investigation. That said, it is in the very infant stages of the investigation, and it will take a long period of time to determine what, if any, criminal act may have occurred here.
14 people died when the bus tipped on its side and slammed into a pole, shearing it nearly from end to end. The tour bus driver says he lost control trying to avoid a swerving tractor trailer. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.